Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. This is an opportunity, a day that we can magnify the Lord God Almighty. He watched over us last night. He woke us up this morning. You know, I watched the news last night, and it was so horrific to see a 61-year-old Uber driver being murdered, being trapped to go into a house that someone had tried to scam the owner of that home and made a call saying that the person that was coming for you is part of the scam and called her Uber driver to go to that address, and that man took her life. We do not know where death lurks. You know, we have to be grateful and thankful every time we go out of our homes, travel over the dangerous highways to conduct business or to do the things that we need to do, that when we come back and can get to our destination and come back home, we have so much to be thankful for. Little did that lady know that she was going and walking into her death. What a horrific crime. And so we are just thankful for today being the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice. We have already rejoiced. We have already magnified his name. I was talking to my husband's cousin on this morning, and she had made this comment that, you know, it's not about my attitudes, but it's about gratitude. Don't get my attitude mixed up, because my attitude is about gratitude. So we know we have to be so thankful for what God has done for us. I'm going to open up and read in Psalms 4, and Psalms 4 says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us in the good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that thy corn and thy wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Wow. You can see here that David was praying. He was praying to God. And this particular Psalms, this Psalms text is a reflection of David speaking to all sinners while addressing himself to Absalom. The message in the psalm is that the victories of sinners are only temporary and meaningless and that only repentance can bring true happiness. It is a request to God for deliverance from past distresses. So we see here, the Bible says that if we call him, he will answer. He even said to us in scripture that before we call him, he will answer. And many times, you know, we have not because we ask not. But here, David was praying to the Lord, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You know, and then he says, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? And then there's the word Selah. And the word Selah means to stop, pause, and think about what has been said. And that word leasing means falsehood. It means deceitful. It means a liar. So he is saying, O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? And he says, now just stop and think about it. In other words, how long are you going to just live a life of deceitfulness and being a liar? And there was another one. He says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. In other words, Selah. To me, it's like he was saying, you know, check yourself out. You know, ask the Lord to search your heart. He says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart. You know, look, to your own self be true. To your own self be true. And when you lie in the bed, you know, and think about, you know, you'd be surprised that people that are in bed that are lying there are scheming what they can do against someone else, you know, to come against or to harm. So we just thank God for this Psalms. And he says, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that thou corn and thou wine increase. People don't realize the presence of God, the value of the presence of God is greater than food and drink. Say, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. So we just thank God, you know, for the fact that we can dwell in safety when we lie down to sleep. Because we have prayed, you know, and when we pray to God, he answers. So we just thank God for that Psalms 4, that the Lord does hear us when we pray. And David was making, you know, that statement, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, and for thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. You know, when I read that verse, says, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. You know, a lot of times when we're going through hardships and tribulations and just being, you know, tossed to and fro with trials and issues of life, if we handle it right, these are the times that God is enlarging us. You know, we learn more through trouble than we do when we don't have trouble. We learn more in tribulation than when we're not in tribulation. So it's a good thing, you know, that we can, you know, give God praise in the midst of trouble, because during that time when we're in distress, he will enlarge us and give us the strength to endure hardness as a good soldier. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for forgiveness for anything I might have done out of your will. Lord, I thank you for this time that I can come into your most holy of holies that only the high priest could enter years ago before your death and your resurrection on the cross, your death and your burial and your resurrection. So we just thank God for the access that we have, that we can enter in to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you honor, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, to give thanks for who you are and what you have done for mankind and what you are doing yet for us. So, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the honor. Lord, today I am lifting up leaders of nations. I am praying, oh God, for our nation. I'm praying for nations all over the world, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we are praying that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer to you in the name of Jesus. God, we are asking that you would make known your wonders. God, we are asking that you would open up blinded eyes and deaf ears. God, we are asking that you would change hearts and minds and desires. God, we are praying that robbers and rapers and murderers and carjackers will be apprehended. Thieves, oh God. Lord, we are praying, oh God, that men, boys, and girls that's being abused and violated and sex trafficking, that you would make a way of an escape for them. Lord, we thank you for those ministries that are reaching out, going into those territories and freeing girls and boys and men and women, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless those ministries. Lord, we are praying for the body of Christ. We ask, oh God, we're lifting up restoration. We thank you for your protection. And Lord, how you protect and cover us as a church. We're praying for our assistant pastor, Pastor Kenneth Jones, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, everything that concerns him, God, we lift it up before you. God, we are praying for the digging board and for the ministerial staff. We are praying for every family, every well-wisher. We are praying for our daycare, the students, the teachers, oh God, the parents, oh God. We are asking, oh God, that you would touch each family. I'm praying for my neighbors, my community, oh God. Praying for those on our prayer list, oh God. Lord, you know them, oh God, by name. You know their needs. You know what they're believing you for, oh God. We are praying today, oh God, for those that are facing operations and surgeries, oh God, that you will continue to bless those of prayer requests that we got this morning, Elizabeth and Laverne Holder. God, we are lifting up, oh God, Jill, that you will touch and continue to heal her body. Lord, we are lifting up Nina, we are lifting up Tasha, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, be with Tasha today. In the name of Jesus, God, vindicate her today. Lord, show your presence, oh God, on her behalf today. Lord, bring vindication to her today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We're coming against the spirit of suicide, rape, murder, assault. We're praying for caregivers, first responders. We're praying for those that have lost loved ones. Oh God, we're praying for war-torn areas, oh God. Lord, we are asking, oh God, cover with your blood. Make known your wonders. Lord, we are coming against the spirit of suicide. We are coming against the spirit of abortion. And Lord, we are asking that you will make whole in Jesus' name. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We are talking about the topic, speak life. Speak life. And our scripture text is coming from Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, I was thinking this morning when the 12 spies were sent out to spy out the land where there was where God had promised them to go, and how 10 of the spies came back with the report, oh, we cannot take that land because in that land are giants. They even brought back the fruit, the grapes that were so gigantic and large. Everything was just huge. And so they looked at themselves as grasshoppers. In fact, they even made the statement, we're like grasshoppers to them. We would be like grasshoppers to them. But it was Caleb. And was it Caleb and Jacob? It was the two of them. I want to make sure I'm right, but it was two of them that says, oh, we can take the land. In other words, they had enough courage to speak life to the situation, even though it looked like, you know, impossible. But they weren't moved by what they saw. It was Caleb and Joshua. They said, we can take the land. You know, we can take the land. Because, you know, we can say greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But the 10 spies, they were speaking negativity and they were speaking death. And the way you see yourself, others will see you the same way. The way you see yourself. Therefore, the Bible says not to think more highly of yourself than you ought. So if you can think too highly of yourself, you can definitely think too low of yourself. So we have to have, it has to always be a balance in our life that we don't under and that we don't overdo or overthink or over, you know. So we just want to make sure that we are speaking life. So we saw that 10 spies, they were speaking death when Caleb and Joshua says, oh, we can take the land. We're not the least bit afraid. We're not afraid of the giants. And so we don't need to be afraid of the giants that are in our lives, because there will be giants that will come into our lives that the enemy wants to really wipe us out, just like Goliath wants to wipe out David and mocked him, you know, because he was just a kid. But see, you can't mock God, because it says the Bible says, whatsoever you reap, you will sow. God is not mocked. So we cannot do that. So we just, you know that we have to be, you know, conscious of the fact that we are going to speak life in every situation of our lives. Have a verse here, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, that I will be reading. And it reads, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom ye believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. So this is a scripture that was referring to Abraham. It says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. And he was not only made the father of many nations, but it says in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Well, this scripture, you know, Abraham and Sarah couldn't have children. And God had promised this couple that they would have a son. Of course, Sarah tried to help God along in the situation and suggested that Abraham would lie with their servant, Hagar, which he did. And all the problems right now that's created in the Eastern world stemmed from that, because he listened to his wife, and they're actually brothers fighting one another. But The thing here, Abraham was able to believe that was dead could be revived because he knew he was 90 years old and his body was dead to produce. Even Sarah had passed this childbearing age, a stage of life. She had gone through menopause and she was not supposed to conceive. Mm-hmm. What a miracle. What a miracle this was. But as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. So he was able to call those things that were not as if they were. And I know a lot of faith teachings believe that we can do the same, but I do believe we can to a certain degree because we have what we say, you know. But Abraham had this type of faith that he could call those things which were not as if they were, because he knew that he was dead, you know, nothing was going on. But God said, you would have. And God was able to restore his body and that bodies to life. John 10:10, it tells us, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. We have to know who's for us and who's against us. God is the one that's for us. He wants the best for us. But the thief only comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Just imagine the people that he's destroying today, just in their minds, because they are hooked on drugs, that they're hallucinating, and their minds are just, they're going through all types of things. It was a term that people use. When alcoholics drink so much, I can't think of it, DTs or something like that, I think it was called, but they start hallucinating because of alcohol, you know, and how people are just destroying their minds. I mean, they're legalizing, they have legalized marijuana everywhere you go and into the marketplaces. I mean, we even in our daycare, we have parents that bring their kids and their clothes, their book bags loaded with the scent. We have to always be spraying the daycare to try to get rid of the scent. And it's so sad. It is so sad. The thief coming to kill, and people don't know what they're doing to their minds and to the cells of their brains, because the thief comes to steal and to destroy. But God came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, a life that's overflowing. A life that overflows to the extent that we have enough to share and to impart and to pour into others. Can you imagine that? The goodness of God that gives us such an abundant life. David says, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he talks about how, you know, he anoints his head with oil and his cup runneth over. That cup is running over for the purpose to be able to touch somebody else's life. That's why the cup is running over. You know, we have a spirit of life is in us. You know, there's a spirit of life that's in us to make the blind to walk, the lame. Look, the blind to see, the lame to walk. And those that are distressed and destroyed will be lifted up. Yes. So we just thank God for the fact that, you know, we want to operate in the life that's abundant, because that comes from God. And the life that comes from the enemy definitely comes for the purpose to destroy us. So we just thank God. We're going to leave you with that last scripture today. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, you know, give us a call at 856-629-0601 or write us a letter to let us know how this radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. And you can mail it to Time of Restoration, Post Office Box 113, Sicklerville, New Jersey, 08081. And if you are listening tonight and you've never made Jesus your personal Savior, or if you are a backslider and you have walked away from God, there's a scripture that tells us that no one can pluck us out of God's hands, but we can choose to walk away. So there are backsliders. There are people that have fallen away and have missed the mark. If you're out there, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I confess that I am a sinner and in need of a Savior. Jesus, come and live on the inside of me. I repent of my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be my Lord, my Master, my Savior, my friend, and my keeper. And to the backslider, you know, Abba Father is waiting for you. Your church family is waiting for you. And ask God to forgive you for missing the mark. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is the mediator between God and man. And he's given us and made provision for us that when we fall short, all we have to do is confess the sin and ask God to forgive us of the sin that we've committed. He will forgive you of that sin and turn around and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So we just thank God for his provision. Whatever you do, always remember to tell someone about Jesus, because Jesus is Lord. Let someone know that you've given your life to the Lord in Jesus' name. I love you. Be blessed.